Yeah, it's been a long-lived event here at Great Rivers Farmers Week, and always a Saturday in January that all sheep farmers look forward to. Good time for social, share some unique tips of the trade, and hear some interesting speakers as well.
Jason, no matter who I talk to today on Sheep Day, they all seem to be excited about the industry right now, right here.
Yeah, the sheep industry has been very well the last few years. Our prices have continued to climb. We just experienced some increases in prices over our Christmas holidays with ethnic markets and so on, and that's going to continue on into the spring as we get closer to Easter and everything as well.
We're talking with Jason Emke. We're here at Farmers Week. Jason, when we talk about challenges, do we talk about, do you keep your eye on immigration? Do you keep your eye on tariffs? Do you keep your eye on all these things right now?
Yes, we do, and in the sheep industry, we're very fortunate because of our ethnic market, and it really comes down to that GTA here in Ontario. That is our market, and we at the present time, we can't supply that market. So sort of the sky is the limit at the present time, and we need more production, and people are our product is in demand.
From a sheep standpoint, what's your advice to somebody who might be considering either starting or shifting to the sheep industry?
Talk to the old shepherds, get the tried, tested, true knowledge. Talk to your suppliers, you know, your feed rep, your nutritionist, you know, Farm Credit Canada, for instance, as well. They'll help you with some planning on the financial side as well, and your accountants, lawyers, all those individuals need to be part of that game.
A lot to be done. Last couple of questions for Jason Emke here at Great Rivers Farmers Week. With this week, why has it been so successful through the years where many other conferences in many other counties have fallen by the wayside?
I think because it's local. Big local support from our trade suppliers here. Doesn't matter what day, it's usually a full trade show, and that draws people. And keeping it local has that local flavor. You know, where some of the speakers were touring to different farm tours throughout the week and things like that, and it's just kind of a family event.
And finally, you mentioned Farm Credit Canada. I'm sure you hear from farmers of every description in your position. Is there a common denominator? Is there a common thing that you're hearing from farmers, whether it's beef, dairy, sheep, whatever it happens to be?
Costs are always ever increasing, so it's trying to solidify those costs, keep your cost of production down, and then also the cost of farms continue to rise. So figuring out a plan ahead of time before they make that huge investment to decide, you know, which way they're going to go and what type of production style they're going to implement on those farms.
And Jason, with all of that, are you excited about what we have here in these two counties because it's so varied?
Yes, for sure. We're pretty fortunate in Graham Bruce. We have a lot of mixed agriculture, so we're not just, you know, all one specific commodity. So we can use those resources to lean on one another and provide helping hands along the way. You know, the beef farmer might help the crop farmer, vice versa. So definitely, you know, mixed farming has a lot of good attributes to it as well.